New Jersey Assemblyman Troy Singleton has heard the stories from around the state. Women and even men lured into relationships with people who aren't who they say they are.
You probably would not consent to someone who purported to be a million different things other than they are.
That's why Singleton has just introduced a bill that would make lying to get someone to have sex equal to rape.
We think that it is important for folks to be protected.
But under the bill, it would have to be more than just a little white lie to land you in jail. The lies would have to be continuous and rise to a high level of deceit.
When you are told lies of identity, you're basically having a sexual relationship with a person that's a total stranger to you.
Joyce Short supports this bill after she says she was deceived for years by her now ex-husband.
He lied about his marital status. He lied about his education. He told me that he was had a bachelor's in accounting from NYU. And in fact, he was a high school dropout.
At least five states already make it a crime to have sex by fraud. Sometimes, though, it's a lesser offense than rape. But some say it should be a matter of personal responsibility, not a case for the prosecutor.
Do their due diligence and check the guy out or check the woman out. You know, it's like if he or she is not what they say they are, then move on.
If this bill becomes law, major cases of lying and deception for sex could result in 10 to 20 years in prison. Jessica Schneider, CBS 2 News.